World leaders kicked Russia off the leading global human rights body after allegations of Russian war crimes and human rights violations surfaced, with new video of mass graves and dead bodies in the streets of Bucha, Ukraine, at the alleged hands of Russian troops. The United Nations General Assembly voted 93-24 to boot Moscow from having a say on international human rights policy. Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Kryslytsia, addressed world leaders before the vote.
We are in a unique situation now when on the territory of another sovereign state, a member of the Human Rights Council commits horrific human rights violations and abuses that could be equated to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bucha and dozens of other Ukrainian cities and villages where thousands of peaceful residents have been killed, tortured, raped, abducted, and robbed by the Russian army serve as an example of how dramatically far the Russian Federation has gone from its initial declarations in the human rights domain.
The vote was a rare, if not unprecedented, rebuke against one of the five veto-wielding members of the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield called for the vote and noted the results were a historic moment. But Russia vehemently denies its troops are responsible for war crimes. Gennady Kuzmin is Russia's deputy representative to the UN.
We reject the untruthful allegations against us based on staged events and widely circulated fakes. Mr. President, based on everything I've said, we would like to put this draft resolution to a vote and call on all those present here to really consider your decision and to vote against the attempt by Western countries and their allies to destroy the existing human rights architecture.
Kuzmin says Russia already withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council before the vote. While almost half of the UN's 193 member nations supported the resolution, more than half either voted against it, abstained, or didn't vote. Some countries called it a premature move, noting investigations into whether war crimes have occurred are ongoing. Others said it would undermine the credibility of the Human Rights Council and the United Nations. Others said the resolution reflected American and European geopolitical agendas and what opponents called Western hypocrisy and selective outrage about human rights. China called it a dangerous precedent. Olaf Skoog, head of the European Union delegation to the United Nations, noted critics' concerns and says the move to suspend Russia from the United Nations Human Rights Council got more support than they expected it would. And that sends a clear message to Russia.
That accountability clock is ticking. That violations of the international law and human rights law, you pay a price. There is a preventive message here as well, that if this continues, there will be further measures down the line. And also, I think it's a very significant decision in terms of the credibility of the United Nations and its bodies, because the Human Rights Council, having a membership of countries that violate the human rights law like Russia is doing right now, would be a disaster.
Russia is only the second country to have its membership rights stripped at the Human Rights Council. The other was Libya in 2011, when an upheaval brought down longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. The Geneva-based Human Rights Council is tasked with spotlighting and approving investigations of rights violations, and it's created commissions of inquiry on human rights violations and abuses for conflicts in Syria and the Palestinian territories. It's also set up fact-finding missions in places like Libya, Myanmar, Venezuela, and the United States. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.